at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, in the desert, basically,
yes,
with Alex Rascone. You are you're kind of affiliated with the co-op's co-creation councils, right?
Yes, okay. I am.
And you're also with GECU.
Yes.
Right on. Wow,
you're in El Paso, Texas.
You're used to this weather. This is nothing for you.
Yeah, used to the heat.
This is a spring day for you.
kind of.
Well, welcome. Thanks for being here, and I appreciate you coming in here to chat with us for a little bit about the co-creation councils. So, just to start out with, how's the conference going so far?
Great. It's really been great. A lot of good information from all the different speakers that we've had. You know, really excited about the data developments and the things that are going to be happening with data and how we can leverage that data to, you know, be there for our members. And the AI, machine learning, all of that is really exciting.
Alex, were we talking about this like 5 years ago, 10 years ago? I mean, on such a enterprise-wide type scale. I mean, I'm sure folks in the server room were talking about this stuff, but not across the entire organization.
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember it.
It wasn't. I mean, it was simple things about, you know, CRM, stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, from the marketing perspective.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about today was not talked about 5 years ago.
It's now science fiction becomes a reality almost, you know. So, but it's so exciting. I mean, I was talking to James over there about the futurist that was talking about artificial intelligence and how all that's going to affect us. And I'm sure you're well aware of that. You're very well immersed in that, so I don't need to talk to you about that. But let's talk about you were a presenter.
Yes.
So let's talk about your message. What did you talk about?
So that presentation was our collaboration with Smart Growth, which mm-hmm. is one of the business units under co-op. Mm-hmm. And we use them for several different things, one of them being credit line management and doing increases on our cardholder accounts. Mm-hmm. So that's the main message that we had for that presentation and how we use Smart Growth to help us, you know, ensure that our portfolio is mm-hmm. running and performing the way we want it to.
Mm-hmm. From your credit union's perspective, is that?
Yes, from the credit union's perspective for, you know, credit line management.
Okay. Any takeaways? Any key you want to divulge? Any like any results type information or any takeaways from that?
Sure, definitely. You know, one of the main things for us is making sure our line utilization is within our target range, mm-hmm. which is 33% to 35%. And so we talked about how when it gets above that, we see debit activity decreasing, which is members using their card. Mm-hmm. And so in order to not to see those decreases, you want to make sure you can maintain your target line utilization. Mm-hmm. And so for us using Smart Growth, we are able to bring that into that line and keep that line utilization in our target mm-hmm. and see the results, which was increase in spend, increase in transactions, increase in balances, and of course that the net effect is increase in net interest income.
So which is good for the credit union.
Yes. Good for the credit union, good for our members.
Exactly.
Everybody's happy. So how did you become, let's talk about the co-creation councils here for a second. How did you become involved with that?
So that was an application process to be selected for the co-creation councils.
Okay.
I had previously served on the TMG CAP, which is the client advisory panel.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of had a little bit of an insight being part of that panel. Mm-hmm. And so coming over to the co-creation council, you know, provided my information. They ask you questions about what your expertise is in, what are you interested in, mm-hmm. how you think you can bring value to those councils. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you fill out all the questions and then wait for them to respond with, yes, you're in. So,
and they responded and said, you're in.
I'm in. So I'm on the payments co-creation council. So we talk a lot about payments and data and how we can use that to influence our members' behavior with using their cards.
Very nice, very nice.
And so have you found that some of your credit union colleagues on the co-creation councils, are you guys sharing the same challenges, the success stories, that type of stuff? If so, can you divulge a little bit there?
Yes, so a lot of us have the same challenges, mm-hmm. which is great to hear that we're not the only ones out there with a challenge.
Yeah.
So being able to share ideas and what we're going through and what our solutions are that may be different from someone else's. So that's always important. And then for some of us, we've been able to go through those and fix whatever that challenge was,
right.
You know, find a solution that was going to help, you know, not only that credit union, but it would help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
being able to share those ideas has been very helpful with the co-creation mm-hmm. council.
The power of collaboration right there in front of you.
Definitely.
Very cool stuff.
Definitely.
I can't tell you how many times
that we've talked about in these interviews or even interviews this year that collaboration has come up, and that's our big power, you know, that's our big strength for credit unions is collaborate to compete, basically.
It is tremendous. I mean, even being here, you know, we've talked to several of my peers that are on the co-creation councils or that I've met through different functions, mm-hmm. as well as others who are going through certain things, certain projects that we've been able to share how ours did. As mm-hmm. an example, we just launched credit card instant issuance. So that was a big project for us to be able to get that credit card in our members' hand at the time of application.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's several credit unions that are getting ready to go through that. So we've been able to talk to them about how that process has worked for mm-hmm. us, give them some insight into the shortfalls that they need to look out for, and mm-hmm. then also the successes of being mm-hmm. able to put that into place.
How do you get your card top of wallet, or now top of phone, or top of app? What are you? Do you guys do anything specifically to get that card up there and somebody's iPhone or somebody's Samsung phone to use for one of the pays? Or?
So we just launched our wallets at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. So as part of that new account creation, you know, especially for the credit card, mm-hmm. we're definitely talking to the members about loading that, you know, card into yeah. their wallet right away. Mm-hmm. And especially since we're doing instant issuance, it's been very helpful because they get the card right away.
That's what I was thinking. That was a nice segue. Yeah.
You know, you got your card loaded into your, you know, one of the wallets, right. whether it's Apple Pay, Android Pay, right. one of those, and that way you can go on and use your phone. Mm-hmm. For the members who already have their card, you know, it was an outreach mm-hmm. and notifying them that we have the wallets. And so we did see positive increases in wallet registrations mm-hmm. across the different ones. Apple Pay was the biggest one, mm-hmm. so we're good, happy with that. And so that's been very helpful. And of course, you know, talking to our members about how they can use that, you know, in the future, so that whether it's through, you know, paying at the point of sale or different things, mm-hmm. Also setting up their accounts to be able to, you know, for online purchases. So that account becomes the default account
exactly, yeah.
for online purchases.
That's a pain to go back in there and change all that stuff right. after you get a certain card or something like that. So you want to get that your card in there and then let it sit there.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll do different campaigns to encourage members to, you know, register their card for those types of mm-hmm. reoccurring payments. Mm-hmm. And so if they, for example, one of the ones we do is if they do set up five recurring payments, then they'll get $25.
Oh,
so
a little rewards program.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that. Okay. Kind of wrap up question here. Think takeaways. And how do you take those back to the co-creation councils and even your credit union to apply?
So I think the biggest thing, you know, from this one is what, you know, where we are on our own roadmap from, as a credit union in terms of the data and the AI machine learning and, you know, where we need to be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been phrases about, you know, skate to where the puck's going to be. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the big takeaway for me in terms of, you know, from my perspective and where we want to be, you know, where that puck is going to be in the future because of the member expectations based on all of their experiences through Amazon and Google yeah. and all those things. So where is that going to lead and where do we need to be in order to provide and be there for our members where they want us
yeah.
to be?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we've been talking again here at this conference and other conferences about how savvy or maybe even spoiled the consumers have gotten because of an Amazon experience or an Uberization of this or that or whatever. So, and now credit unions kind of have to raise their game as well. Are you finding that as well? Or?
Yes. I mean, we definitely have to raise our game for that. We've always been known for the member service mm-hmm. and that, you know, service that we provided in the past, which was great and our members love, mm-hmm. is changing now. Mm-hmm. And so it's not going to be the same. You know, we can't do the same things and expect different results.
Right.
So we are going to have to change and up our game in the types of service that we're able to provide.
Ah, that's almost a kind of a good problem to have, don't you
yes.
think? So,
oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Alex, I'll let you off the hot seats. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.